Yeats in 1913 said that Ireland was like plastic, that it was ready to be moulded.
Where you're really seeing the end of empire, and Ireland being part of the largest empire in the world was a very important aspect to that.
Dublin had more unskilled workers than any other city on these islands.
What you have is 20,000 households who are living in one room.
I can still smell it. I can remember walking into rooms and they were divided by sheets from the ceiling.
But the great thing that he always talked about was the closeness of the people to one another and the sharing of everybody had.
If Jim Larkin's great achievement was to unite workers in the belief they could actually win better conditions, William Martin Murphy's achievement was to unite employers, Catholic and Protestant, that they could beat the other side.
But soon the strike was seen in terms of a clash between Murphy and Larkin.
Murphy was constantly being lampooned as the viper of Dartry Hall, where he lived, a worker's tyrant.
The curious thing about Connolly and Larkin is that their ideas were absolutely identical, and yet they didn't much like each other.
History was written by men, so an awful lot of women that contributed to Irish society have been written out.
I think it is right that we give fair truck to the William Martin Murphy aspect and on the path it sent us on.
But it was tragic, the way it ends. But Larkin still loved.
It was a very traumatic experience, but it did give the people of Dublin and Ireland the belief that they could change things.
It's been presented as this great labour dispute and it was a success. It wasn't. It was not a success. These men had nothing. Their families had nothing. Their children had nothing.
It seems to me that you could make a huge parallel between what's happening now in Ireland and what happened in the period before the lockout.
Sometimes I think we look back at the lockout and its legacy and we read history backwards.
There's a real danger of commemoration being a form of nostalgia rather than trying to extract from what happened 100 years ago messages and challenges for today.